Dr. Sabatarian office note on patient Sharon Dilworth, D-I-L-W-O-R-T-H, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, date of birth 12/15/1970, date of service 12/18/2024. Prepared of the patient is 54-year-old white female who presents to the office to research with me as her nephrologist. She has past medical history significant 4-1, tongue cancer diagnosed in 2022, treated initially with surgery without chemotherapy or radiation. 11 months later, it came back to the lymph nodes, and she had to undergo 30 sessions of radiation and 3 sessions of chemo before she went into renal failure from cisplatinum. She was on dialysis for a few months, and in 2023 she recovered. Last dialysis was in March 2023. Next diagnosis, anemia of chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next alcoholic pancreatitis, next hyperlipidemia, next depression, stress, anxiety, next diabetes mellitus type 1 since age 20-23, currently on insulin pump, and Dexcom. Pure paragraph. Their surgical history includes tongue and lymph node resection, and tongue surgery for cancer, and radioactive iodine to her thyroid. Pure paragraph. Social history, patient is married, no kids, former smoker, she does drink alcohol, she can drink 1 bottle of wine a day, she works in a spirits department at HEB, no drug use, she works at HEB, family history, father died when she was at a young age of 4, her mother has breast cancer, brother died from leukemia, another sister is healthy, review system reviews, no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, nocturia times 1 at night, no straining upon urination, complete bladder emptying, no leg swelling, other systems reviews, are negative. Immunization, she received 4 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Per paragraph. Her medications include atorvastatin, carvedilol, vitamin D3, Dexcom G6, acetylopram, famotidine, folic acid, hydralazine, insulin, lispro, levothyroxine, ifedipine, extended release, and spironolactone, and Lokelma. Period paragraph. On physical exam, her breath sounds as mentioned above, HNT, pupil tunnel, the active palatinal accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-ectatic sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no rotated pupilla, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular, rate and rhythm, no mass, no stew, no measure, no friction, no lung, acute auscultation, no crackle, no visitor, abdomen is soft, no hypodomegaly, no spinomegaly, no gani, divan, or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema at the lower extremity, skin, no skin, rash, no neuro exam is not focal. Investigation of creatinine ranges between 2.3 to 2.6, period hemoglobin last one was around 13, and she's off EPO, period. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 4. We're going to assess her current kidney function and follow her closely. Next, anemia of chronic kidney disease. We're going to assess her iron stores. Next, hypertension. And control in the mornings. We're going to switch the timing of nifedipine extended release to the evening and continue the same otherwise. Next, hyperlipidemia, continue atorvastatin for now. Next, hyperkalemia, currently taking spironolactone and Lokelma. I'm going to check potassium. If this is confirmed, she will need to stop spironolactone and Lokelma and monitor potassium levels. Period. Paragraph. Next, hyperparathyroidism, secondary to chronic kidney disease. We are going to assess her parathyroid hormone status and vitamin D levels. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see back now in 1 month. Early if need be, and report. Thanks.